بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is our 14th session dealing with الإيمان بالقدر خيره وشره, and having faith in the divine pre-decree of Allah, the good of it and its evil. And we have been reading from the book of Al-Allama Hafiz Ibn Ahmad Ibn Ali Al-Hakami Rahimahullah, which he has entitled Alam Al-Sunnah Al-Manshura Li'Itiqad Al-Ta'ifa Al-Naji Al-Mansura. And we are nearing the end of this course as we approach the last of the levels of Iman and Qadr. And we said in the beginning that having Iman and Qadr, it entails four levels or four degrees, maratib. The first of them being al-ilm, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of everything that happened, that is happening, or that will happen to the end of what we said concerning this, and that He has it all recorded. And the recording of everything that will happen is the second level, yani, of the levels of Iman in al-qadr. And these levels or degrees are the important integral parts of this Iman, having faith in Al-Qadr. It requires that a person believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of everything, that He has recorded everything, and that nothing happens except by the will of Allah. That whatever Allah wills shall happen, and whatever He does not will never happen. And this is the third level, Al-Mashiyah. And tonight we want to discuss the evidences for the fourth level, that is the level of Al-Khalq, creation. That nothing occurs, nothing comes into existence, except that Allah brings it into existence. Allah is the creator of everything, every creature, and the actions of the creatures. And everything that occurs, whether we see it as being good or bad, it is all the creation of Allah. There is no other creator, a creator of good and a creator of evil. Rather, Allah alone is the creator of everything. So before we go into the evidences for this, we want to look at briefly what we discussed last week in lecture number 13, question number 150, which was a lengthy question, very important question, in which the Shaykh, he says, indeed Allah the Most High has informed us in His book, the Quran, and upon the tongue of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as through what we know of His sifat, His divine characteristics or descriptions. We know from these sources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the muhsineen, those who do good, and the muttaqeen, the pious and righteous, and the sabireen, the patient, and that He is pleased with those who believe and do good deeds. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love the kafireen, the disbelievers, nor the zalimeen, the wrongdoers or transgressors, and He is not pleased with al-kufr, disbelief for His servants. That is, He is not pleased that they engage in kufr, nor does He love al-fasad, corruption. And in spite of the fact that all of this happens, yani the good and the bad, all of it happens by the Mashiach of Allah, the will of Allah, and His irada, His intention and design. And if He willed, none of this could or would happen, since nothing can happen or exist in His kingdom that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not intend or will. So what is the response to someone who says, how can Allah will and intend that which He is not pleased with, nor does He love? How can He will? How can He intend something to be, and He does not love it, and He is not pleased with it? This is the question that we discussed last week. And the Shaykh gave a lengthy answer, very important, beautiful explanation of this issue that a lot of people are confused about. And we tried to break up the question into four parts so to make it a little bit easier to answer. And the first part of the question, we said, mention the two types of Allah's irada. The two types. What are the two types? With a one-word description of each one. And give us also a word that can describe each one of them. A single word. The second part, mention an ayah from the Quran which represents an example of each type of irada. The two types. Give us an ayah for each type that shows that this actually is a fact that there is an irada like this and like the other. The third question mentioned the two primary differences between these two types of irada. What is the difference between one and the other? And finally, summarize the answer to this question. Yani the answer that the Shaykh gave in length, summarize it from the explanation of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen rahimahullah that we read last week from another source. Yani summarize it with the answer of Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen in just a few words. Okay, so let's start with the first part of the answer. That is, mention the two types of Allah's irada. The two types. What are the two types of Allah's irada? Now, Abdullah. Oh, Abdullah. Who's speaking? Is there more than one Abdullah in front of us? I only see him, but there might be another one. Now, okay, Abdullah. I'm talking to this Abdullah here. Al-irada al-qawniyya. Al-irada al-shara'iyya. Naam, al-shara'iyya. What do we mean by irada qawniyya? How do you translate this? This irada qawniyya. Somebody help us. Naam, Ibrahim.
Allah's mashiyah, universal will.
Okay, His universal will. Naam. And irada shara'iyya?
Legislative
will. Yani what Allah legislated. So in one word, we read last week, a one word description for each type. Al-irada qawniyya, we said one word that encompasses the meaning of irada, al-qawniyya, the universal will. One word is what? Al-mashiyah. Al-mashiyah. Meaning, whatever Allah wills, it must be. And whatever He does not will never be. This is in reference to what? His mashiyah that must be executed. And this is what we mean by al-irada al-qawniyya. His universal will. Yani when He says to a thing, when He intends something, He says to it, kun, fayakun. This is irada. Qawniyya. Everything in the universe, everything in the qawn came into existence by Allah commanding it to come into existence by creating it with the word kun. This is irada qawniyya, which we refer to in one word as al-mashi'a. As far as al-irada shar'iyya, one word. What one word can we use to describe what is irada shar'iyya? Naam.
Mahabba.
Al-mahabba. Al-mahabba. Or al-rida. Al-mahabba or al-rida. Either one of them. Al-mahabba, it means that irada shara'iyya means that which Allah loves. Yani, when He wills something, He loves it, something that He loves, something that He's pleased with. That's different than when He demands, He commands something to be, then it must be. But Allah might love something and maybe it won't be. Allah may love something, He may be pleased with something, it doesn't happen. But if He wills in His irada khawni, it has to happen. Now, so this is one word description of each one. If you remember this word, al-mashiyah means whatever Allah wills must be. And al-mahabba, what Allah loves. When He wills something, when He loves something. This is the second type of al-irada. The second question, give us an ayah that is an example of irada khawniyya. Al-irada al-khawniyya, the universal will. Yani that when Allah wills something, it must be. Give us an example, an ayah. Shaykh gave us a couple of examples. Now, Musa.
Surah Al-Ma'idah.
Surah Al-Ma'idah.
Yeah, 41.
5:41?
Yeah.
Naam.
Wa yuridillahu fitnatahu falam tamlik lahu min Allah shay'a.
Meaning?
Whatever Allah wants fitnah for, you can... falam tamlik min Allah.
Can't do anything for them against Allah. Yani when Allah intends fitnah, if Allah intends fitna, that a person fall into fitna trial, there's nothing that anyone can do against Allah to stop that from happening. That's His will what? Qawniyya. When He wills something, it has to be. It must happen. It will happen. Nobody can stop it. Another example of irada qawniyya, another ayah in the Quran.
Allah says, kun fayakun.
I mean, that is the explanation of it. But we want an example of Allah saying He wills something, and He means by it His irada qawniyya. He wills something. One of the ayats that we had last week, and we had it also the week before. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَى صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. It's the end of the ayat. That when Allah wills to guide someone, He opens their chest to Islam. When Allah wills to guide someone, doesn't mean when He loves. When He wills, when He demands that someone be guided, they will be guided. There's no doubt about it. He opens their chest to Islam. Then he makes them comfortable, happy, pleased with Islam. They're comfortable with it. They go with it, it's sweet to them. They love it. It's easy for them. It's no hardship involved in it. Now, this means this irada, qawniya. When Allah wills to guide someone, it's going to happen. That's the end of it. As far as Allah loving, Allah loves everyone be guided. But that's different though. Everyone is not guided. Everyone is not guided. Because irada, the irada that means he loves, means it may or may not happen. But the irada that means he demands it to happen, that's irada qawniya. And this ayat is an example of that. This is an example of that. When Allah intends, wills to guide someone, they will be guided. No doubt about it. Now, okay, as far as the second type of irada, irada shar'iyya, the legislated will. Give us an example of an ayah from the Quran that represents this. Now,
Surah Al-Najm, ayah
30. Surah Al-Najm?
Ayah
30. Yani, which surah is it? Number 53? Ayah 30? 53-30?
Second half of the ayah. And Rabbuka huwa a'lamu biman dhalla 'an sabilihi, huwa a'lamu biman ittada.
Okay, Allah, the meaning of it is that Allah knows best who
is astray upon
who strays from his path, and he knows best
who is led aright.
Now, yani the indication in this ayat is not so crystal clear, but the meaning of it that he's pointing to in this ayat is what? That Allah is the one who will make somebody go astray or to be guided. He knows best, meaning he is the one who decides. Okay, because he knows the condition of the people. Who will accept the guidance and who will not? So he knows that. So then those who he knows will accept it, then he gives them guidance. Now, another ayah.
Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5-4.
Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th surah, 4th ayah. Now.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
نعم.
رضيت
لكم الإسلام دينا. نعم. Yani, the meaning of it is that Allah is pleased with Islam as your deen. Yani, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام. Allah is pleased with Islam as your deen. This means that Allah is pleased with it. Allah loves that Islam be your deen. Allah loves that you be a Muslim, but guess what? He doesn't demand it. He doesn't force people to be a Muslim. But He loves that. But some people will become Muslim and some people will not. This is irada shar'iyya. Allah legislates that you be a Muslim. That's irada shar'iyya, what He legislated. He commands the people with it, but He doesn't force them. But He doesn't force them. But He's pleased with that. He loves that. Some people will submit and some people will not. Anyway, there are many examples of each type. So these are some of them. After this we said, what are the two primary, fundamental differences between the two types of irada? Two fundamental differences. Now, Ibrahim. Give us one of the differences from both sides.
Qawniya, it must happen.
That the irada qawniya must happen. As far as irada shara'iyya, it may or may not happen. It may or may not happen. So that's the difference. In Allah's irada qawniya, if He wills something according to His irada qawniya, it has to happen. There's nothing that can stop it. But as far as His irada shara'iyya, it's something that He loves, He legislates, but it may or may not happen. This is a big difference between them. Another difference. Second difference. Naam, Abdullah. Naam. Now, al-irada qawniya, universal will, consists of things that Allah loves, as well as what He doesn't love. What He's pleased with, as well as what He's not pleased with. As far as irada shar'iyya, His legislated will, what He legislated, it only consists of what He loves and what He's pleased with. So these are two fundamental, primary differences between the two. And if you understand them well and reflect upon it, as you read through the ayahs of the Quran that talk about Allah wills this and Allah wills that, Allah intends this or He intends that, if you reflect on these two meanings, you'll be able to determine which will it is. You'll be able to determine. And finally, we said, summarize the answer to this question from the explanation of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Thaymin rahimahullah. Yani, what is the brief answer that he gave at the end of his explanation of the two types of irada? He said, what if a person asks? Yani, he presented the question to himself. What if a person asks, is Allah pleased with, does Allah will sin to be in the world? Does Allah will that? Is that Allah's will? What is the answer to it? What is the answer that Shaykh gave, which explains this issue that we talked about last week? Now,
Allah decrees that for a reason. He decrees sin for maslahah. So there's a reason behind Allah decreeing that.
Okay, there's a reason why He decreed sin or evil or corruption or kufr. Now, again, somebody, another. That's part of it. Now.
So يُرِيدُ بِهَا قَوْنًا وَلَا شَرْعًا.
يُرِيدُهَا قَوْنًا وَلَا شَرْعًا. That's the simple, brief answer. يُرِيدُهَا قَوْنًا وَلَا يُرِيدُهَا شَرْعًا. That's the simple answer. يعني that Allah wills it قَوْنًا in His universal will. الإرادة قونية. He does not will it شَرْعًا in His إرادة شرعية. And the simple answer, does Allah will sin in the world? According to the Irada Qawniya, yes. According to the Irada Shar'iyya, no. That's the answer. So a person has to know that there are two types of will. So he has to know when you look at something, is this something that Allah wills? If it is something good and loved by Allah, that's His Irada Shar'iyya. You say, yes, this is Allah's will. If it's something evil, we will say, according to the Irada Shar'iyya, no, this is not His will. But according to His Irada Qawniya, yes, Allah wills this. In His Irada Qawniya. Why? Because the sin, the corruption, the kufr, shirk, whatever it is that exists in the world, that's evil. That Allah is not pleased with, Allah doesn't love. It doesn't happen except that Allah allows it to happen. Nothing can happen in the universe unless Allah allows it. Everything is subject to the will of Allah. Ma sha Allah, kana. Whatever Allah wills, it happened. Wa ma lam yasha, whatever He doesn't will, لم يكن. It will never happen. It will never happen. That is what? إرادة قونية. قونية. Even though He doesn't love sin, but it's according to His perfect wisdom. That it has a purpose, as He alluded to, and an objective. That it will bring about good that Allah intends by it. And that's the end of the discussion that we had last week. And it is a very important topic. And there's much more that could be said about it, but it's sufficient. بإذن الله تعالى. طيب, so for tonight, I would like to look at the next question. Question 151. Question 151. Question 151, the Shaykh, rahimahullah, he says, ما دليل المرتبة الرابعة من الإيمان بالقدر وهي مرتبة الخلق. What is the evidence, the دليل, for al-martaba al-rabiya, the fourth level of the levels of faith in al-qadr. And this fourth level, it is what? Martabat al-khalq. Yani it is the level of al-khalq, creation, believing that everything that exists or happens is created by Allah alone. Everything that exists in the universe is created by Allah. Every action of the created beings is also created by Allah. Now, so the Shaykh, he mentions 8 ayats from the Quran and 2 hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we will just quickly, yani, look at what he mentioned quickly. Okay, if you want to write down the ayats, if you don't already have them, then the first ayat that the Shaykh mentions is from Surah Az-Zumar, 39th surah, 62nd ayat, 39:62, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu khaliqu kulli shayin, wa huwa ala kulli shayin waqeel. That Allah is the creator, the khaliq, the creator of everything. And He is a waqeel over everything. Yani, the one who has the complete, absolute disposal of affairs. The second ayat that the Shaykh mentions, rahimahullah, is from Surah Al-Fatir, 35th surah, 3rd ayat, 35:3. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Is there a khaliq, a creator, other than Allah? This is a question, but really it's what? It is a rejection of such an idea. It's in question form, but really it's a statement that there's no creator other than Allah. هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Is there a creator other than Allah? يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That provides for you rizq from the heavens and the earth. Absolutely not. The third ayat the Shaykh mentioned from Surah Al-Luqman, 31st Surah, 11th ayat, 31:11, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هذا خلق الله فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه. يعني this, referring to the ayats preceding this, so Allah talks about His يعني creation of the heavens and the earth and so on. He says, this, هذا خلق الله. This is the creation of Allah. Everything that exists, this is the creation of Allah. فأروني. So show me what those other than Allah, yani those who you worship and call upon other than Allah, show me what they have created. Nothing left for them. After this, the Shaykh mentioned, fourth ayat. From Surah Ar-Rum, 30th Surah, 40th ayat. 30? 40. Saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum, ثم رزقكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم هل من شركائكم من يفعل من ذلكم من شيء. يعني Allah, He is the one who created you, all, everyone, everything. Then He provides for you. Then He causes you to die after living in this world, and then He brings you back to life, يعني on the day of resurrection. Is there any of your shuraka, yani those who you have set up as partners with Allah, making them as equals to Allah, is any one of them, may yaf'al min dhalika min shay, who does any of that at all, even one thing from that, is there anyone, yani of those who you set up as partners with Allah, that create, that provide, that give life and death? Absolutely not. After this, the Shaykh mentions the fifth ayat, from Surah As-Saffat, 37th Surah, 96 ayat, 37:96, saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. يعني that you do whatever you have done while it is Allah who has created you and what you do. He has created you and what you do. وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ. يعني meaning He created you and your actions, or that which you make or produce. And after this, the sixth ayat, the Shaykh mentions, and some of these ayats that we have mentioned so far are crystal clear in their meaning, that there is no creator other than Allah. After this, the Shaykh mentions from Surah Al-Shams, 91st Surah, 7th and 8th ayat, yani 91, 7 and 8, saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. وَنَفْسٍ, yani and these are oaths that Allah is, yani from the beginning of Surah Al-Shams, wa shamsi wa duhaha, He's swearing by the sun and its brightness, to the end of those statements, He says, and the soul, yani the human being, the human soul, and the one who has, yani created it, yani brought it into existence with perfect form. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Then He has given it, or He has inspired it with its, yani فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, yani the wrong and the right. To know, yani make clear the wrong and the right. What is wrong and what is right. Or He has inspired within the human being, or created them in such a way that yani they know wrong and right. And some people are inclined to do right, and some people are inclined to do evil. And the seventh ayat, the Shaykh mentions, Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, Ayah 178. 7th Surah, 178th ayat, saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُحْتَدِي وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Whoever Allah guides, then He is guided, rightly guided, the one who Allah guides. If Allah doesn't guide someone, they will not be guided. Allah is the guide. He is the one who gives the guidance, and then the people, they follow suit. They do what Allah caused them to do. Allah guides somebody, so then they are guided. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ, and whoever Allah leads astray. And as we mentioned so many times, but you have to say it again and again and again, Allah does not lead anyone astray, except based upon justice and His perfect wisdom. He doesn't lead people astray unless they themselves turn away from the truth and reject it. And then He turns them to that which they turn themselves. Well, Allah leads astray, then these indeed are those who are the losers. And the last ayat that the Shaykh mentions It's an ayah that we started with in the beginning of this class, from Surah Al-Hujurat, 49th Surah, 7th Ayat. 49:7, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَقَرَّحَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْإِصْيَانِ. To the end of the ayat. That except that Allah, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمْ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah is the one who has endeared to you al-Iman. He made it beloved to you. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And He has made it, yani He has beautified it in your hearts. And He has made, and He has caused you to hate al-kufr, disbelief, and al-fusuq, yani wickedness, major sins, and isyan, yani any act of disobedience. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created you, He has also created within you, and some of the people, because of His wisdom and justice, and what He knows, His perfect knowledge, He has created in some people a love for iman. حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمْ الْإِيمَانِ. He made it in the heart, of, in the self, in the soul of some people, that iman is endeared to them. And He has placed it in their heart, and He's made it beautified. He made it attractive in their hearts as something that looks beautiful to them. It feels good. And this is from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only creator. And He has also, and this ayat is talking about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and whoever follows in their way. And He has also made, yani, it detestable, hated, disgusting to them. Yani kufr, disbelief and wickedness and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, the Shaykh mentioned two hadith. In brief, he mentions the saying that's reported by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported marfu'an by Al-Imam Bukhari in his book, Khalq Af'al Al-Ibad, and the creation of the actions of the created beings. Yani that Allah is the one who creates the actions of the human beings. Not only is He the creator of the creature, but He's the creator of the actions also. Saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inna Allah yasna'u kull sani'in wa san'atahu." That Allah, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yasna'u kull sani'in, yani He creates, He brings into existence every sani, everyone who does, who makes, who does something. Allah is the one who brings them into existence. He creates them, and san'atahu, and that which they make, and that which they do. And after this, and this is in line with what Allah said in the Quran, one of the ayahs of the Quran, that Allah is the creator of you and what you do. And finally, he ended with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a lengthy supplication. The Shaykh only quoted the part of it that's relevant to our topic. That is, Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha innaka anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. That's the way the Shaykh mentioned it. In Sahih Muslim, the wording is slightly different, but the meaning is exactly the same. Maybe just one word difference, but it's the same. Yani Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha. O Allah, give to my nafs, my soul, its taqwa, righteousness, piety. Yani Allah the Creator, He is the one who can create within you a taqwa. Wazakkiha. Yani, and purify. Yani my nafs, purify from corruption, sin, disobedience, shirk, whatever, inclinations to do evil. Anta khayru min zakkaha. You're the best of those who can purify. You're the best one to purify the soul. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. You are the wali, yani the helper, the supporter of my nafs, and the master over it, who controls it. And the Shaykh said, and other than this, from a hadith which can support the belief in the khalq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created, who brings into existence everything that exists. Na'am. So this is the yani summary, and as far as the detail, yani we like to mention a few points concerning each one of these evidences, even if it is in brief. So from the first evidence that the Shaykh mentions from Surah Al-Zumr, 39th Surah, 62nd ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in. Allah is the creator of everything, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in waqil, and He is over everything, the one who has complete, absolute right of disposal of affairs. This is how the Shaykh mentioned it, and what follows this is also relevant to the point, and that is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayah following it, 63, lahu maqalidu samawati wal ard. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And Allah, to Him belongs the maqalid, yani the keys, or the storehouses. Yani he's the one who controls and owns everything in the heavens and earth. And those who disbelieve in the ayat of Allah, these are indeed the losers. And Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, says concerning this important first proof, يُخْبِرُ تَعَالَى أَنَّهُ خَالِقُ الْأَشْيَاءِ كُلِّهَا. That in this ayat, Allah the Most High is informing that He is the creator of everything. الْأَشْيَاءِ كُلِّهَا. He is the creator of everything, without exception. And He says, خَالِقُ الْأَشْيَاءِ. That means He created the things, everything that exists. And He followed with كُلِّهَا, يعني to confirm, يعني تأكيد, to make it clear that it means everything without exception. There's no thing in existence that exists or occurs except that Allah is the creator of it. And He is also, besides the Khaliq of everything, He is Rabbuha, its Rabb, wa Malikuha, and its king or owner, and al-mutasarrifu fiha, the one who has complete control over doing whatever He wills with everything in His creation. Wa kullun tahta tadbirihi wa kahrihi wa kilaatihi. Yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything, and He is also the Rabb of everything, and He is the owner of everything, and the one who does with everything in existence whatever He wills. Everything is subject to His tadbir, yani His control, and everything is subject to His qahr, His power and authority, and everything is under His protection. And then he discusses the ayah that follows it, but we'll just say that he says in the explanation that one of the meanings of maqalid as-samawati wal-ard, he said it means mafatih, yani that Allah is maqalid, means he is the one who owns, controls the keys of everything, yani in the heavens and the earth. And another meaning, he said khaza'in as-samawati wal-ard, that he is the one who controls the storehouses of everything in the heavens and the earth. It all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And both of these meanings, Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir said, both of these meanings are in agreement. Both of them are correct. It means that Allah has control in His hand over all of the critical affairs of everything. And He has control over it. And for, to Him belongs the sovereignty, and to Him belongs the praise, and He has power over everything. And for this reason he said, therefore those who disbelieve in the ayat of Allah, and who deny His proofs and evidences, indeed these are the losers. The second ayah that the Shaykh mentioned, that is what evidence for this fourth martaba, the fourth level of iman and qadr, the second evidence, and any one of these ayahs are crystal clear for a person to memorize at least one of them. The saying of Allah in Surah Al-Fatir, 35th Surah, 3rd ayat, هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاعِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Yani, is there any Khaliq, is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? Yani, this ayah begins with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. O people, mention, remember the bounty, the favor, the blessing of Allah upon you. Don't forget. Yani, this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's commanding the people, remember the ni'mah of Allah upon you. Which ni'mah? Yani, how many? Innumerable. The ni'mah of Islam, of Iman, of Tawheed, of the Sunnah, of Hidayah. And then the other secondary things, food and clothing and stuff like that. That's not so important. The ni'mah of Islam. But even the other people, they have, Allah has also given them something, right? He's given them wealth and homes and things in the dunya. But to the believers, He has given us more than that. Remember the ni'mah of Allah upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? La ilaha illa huwa. Allah says, huh? Remember the ni'mah of Allah upon you. Is there any creator who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? La ilaha illa huwa. La ilaha illa huwa. There's nothing that deserves to be worshipped except Him. He's the one who gave you all the ni'mah that you have. He is your Rabb. He is your Razik, the one who provides for you. So is there anything that deserves to be worshipped besides Him? Fa'anna tu'fakun. So how do they then turn away from the worship of Allah? Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir rahimahullah, and if these ayats really require some reflection, brothers and sisters, and it's incumbent upon us to stop upon them and not read the Quran like you read the newspaper or Time Magazine or Newsweek. Actually, when you read the words of Allah, you have to realize and focus in your mind upon the reality that this is the speech of Allah. Every single word, every single harf, every letter of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has revealed for the guidance of humanity until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And now you are reading it. Are you reading it as though it's just something that you read every day, like when you go to work, you have to read something in your office, or you go someplace, you read a newspaper, you read a sign on the street? This is the book of Allah. This is the speech of Allah. If this touch your heart, if you allow it to enter your heart, it will change your life. O mankind, remember the favors of Allah upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the heavens and from the earth? La ilaha illa huwa. There's nothing that deserves your worship besides Him, the one who gives you all of this. So how is it then that they turn away after that? Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir says, يُنَبِّهُ تَعَالَى إِبَادَهُ وَيُرْشِدُهُمْ إِلَى الْإِسْتِدْلَالِ عَلَى تَوْهِيدِهِ فِي إِفْرَاد الْعِبَادَةِ لَهُ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing to the attention of His servants, His ibad, the people that should be worshipping Him. He's bringing to their attention and He's guiding them how to, إِلَى الْإِسْتِدْلَالِ, how to use as a proof. How to use something as a proof of what? Of His tawheed, in singling Him out for ibadah. Yani, what is the clear evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves to be singled out for worship? Yani, that He's the only Khaliq, that He's the only Rabb, He's the only Razak. Therefore, yani, He's the only one that deserves to be worshipped. So this is one of the great ways of proving the right of Allah alone to be worshipped, of proving Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Ibadah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. How? By Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. This is one of the great evidences that came in the Quran from beginning to end. Allah mentions that He's the Rabb, the Khaliq, the Razak. Therefore, He's the only one that deserves to be worshipped. And this is from that yani type of istidlal. He says, Hafiz ibn Kathir says, كَمَا أَنَّهُ الْمُسْتَقِلُّ بِالْخَلْقِ وَالرِّزْقِ فَكَذَلِكَ فَلْيُفْرَدْ بِالْعِبَادَةِ وَحْدَهُ. So just as He is alone as being the one who creates and provides, so likewise, in the same way, you must single Him out. You must single Him out. Fal yufrad. He must be singled out, I mean. He must be singled out, bil ibadah. He must be singled out for worship, alone, wahdahu. Naam. Wala yushrik bihi ghayrahu min al-asnam wal-andad wal-awthan. And nothing can be associated with Him, made as an equal to Him. Nothing other than Him can be made as an equal to Him from the asnam, yani the idols, the andad, those which have been made equal to Him, or the awthan, yani the, I don't know what you call it, yani the things that the people worship. Yani the asnam means those idols, those false gods that have a certain shape or form. And awthan means those things that are worshipped that don't have any specific form. Like they worship a mountain or something. It's not carved by the human beings into a certain shape, but rather it's something in the creation. That's a wathan, al-awthan. So no one of these things have a right to be worshipped or associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason He said, at the end of this ayat, لا إله إلا هو. He is the only one that deserves to be worshipped. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. So how is it that you are turned away? Yani how is it that you or they are turned away? بعد هذا البيان, after this clarification, ووضوح هذا البرهان, and the clarity of this برهان, proof, strong proof, how are they then turned away? وأنتم بعد هذا تعبدون الأنداد والأوثان. And then after this clarity and this clarification and these clear proofs, the clarity of these proofs, after all of this, you are worshipping idols. And the third evidence that the Shaykh mentions from Surah Al-Luqman, Allahu Akbar, 31st Surah, 11th Ayat. And by the way, Surah Al-Luqman is a tremendous surah that has so many yani points of guidance that are of great benefit to the one who reads it with care. He says, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ فَأَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ. Yani this is the creation of Allah. So show me. That which those besides him have created. What have they created? Yani before this ayat, this is the 11th ayat, but before this, leading up to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yani before he says, هذا خلق الله, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ النَّعِيمِ. That indeed, those who believe and do good deeds will have gardens of bliss. Now, that's not specifically related to our point, but it's important, right? That those who believe and do good deeds, Allah promised that they will have gardens of bliss. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Remaining in it eternally. They will never come out. وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقًّا. This is the promise of Allah in truth. Promise of Allah. That's Allah's promise. You believe and do good deeds, Allah promised that you will be in gardens of bliss and you will remain in it eternally. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Then He says in the following ayat, that's in the 8th ayat, 8th and 9th ayat, and the 10th ayat He says, خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَن تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَةٍ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ. These are the ayats that lead up to it, the 8th, 9th and 10th ayat that lead up to the ayat that the Shaykh mentioned here, where Allah says what? He, Allah, has created the heavens without any amad, yani any pillow that you can see holding it up. What's holding it up? And is there anything that these people can build that doesn't have something to hold it up? Allah has created the heavens, tremendous great heavens, without any pillow that you can see holding it up. He did that. وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ. And He has also set up in the earth firm mountains. And تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ. So that the earth will not shake with you and throw you off of it. And to make the earth firm. Allah has done that. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَةٍ. And He has spread out in the earth all different types of living creatures. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And we have also sent down from the sky water. Yani the source of life. Water. وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ. And with this water He has brought forth yani all different kinds of يعني, vegetation. And then Allah says, هذا خلق الله. All of this, this is Allah's creation. So now show me what? Those besides Him that you call on, what have they created? This is what Allah has created. And this is some sample of Allah's creation. Show me what those besides Him have created. بَلَ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Rather, the ظَالِمُونَ, they are in clear misguidance. And the ظَالِمُونَ, some of the scholars of the Sunnah said, and I read it from a lot of many different scholars that are trustworthy scholars, they said that, and they know the Quran yani well, not just memorization but understanding. They said most of the time when the zalim or zulm is mentioned in the Quran, it means shirk. Even though we translate it as wrongdoers, oppressors, injustice, most of the time zulm when it's mentioned in the Quran, it means shirk. When the zalim is mentioned in the Quran, it means a mushrik. Now, that's a fact. That's not from me. But in any case, so He said, so the ظالمون, indeed, rather the ظالمون, they are in clear misguidance. So Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir, he says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has confirmed that He is the creator, He also brings to our attention that He is the provider by His saying, وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ. That and He brings our attention that He is provided by saying what? And we have sent down from the sky water, and then we have brought forth yani every all different types of yani crops, beautiful crops. He says, so He's saying, هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ. This is the creation of Allah. Meaning that which has been mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them, all of this, this is what He means by this is the creation of Allah. All of this is صادرٌ عن فعل الله وخلقه وتقديره وحده لا شريك له في ذلك. Yani all of this comes forth from the action of Allah and His creation and His yani تقدير, predetermining it. Alone, without having any partner with Him in any of that. And for this reason He says, فَأَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ. So show me what those who you call upon or worship besides Allah, show me what they have created. Yani those who, Ibn Kathir says, the meaning of الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ means مِمَّا تعبدون وتدعون من الأصنام والأنداد. يعني from those, from amongst those whom you are worshipping and those who you are calling upon, from the idols and false gods, and those you have made equal to him. بل الظالمون يعني بل الظالمون في الضلال المبين. He said this means المشركين بالله. The ظالمون means the مشركين, means the mushriks, the pagans who associate something with Allah. العابدين ما هو غيره. Those who worship along with him someone or something other than him. يعني those who make something as an equal with Allah and give them some of the worship that belongs to Allah alone, they are in في ضلال مبين يعني جهل وعمى. يعني they are in ignorance and blindness that is واضح ظاهر لا خفاء به. يعني it's crystal clear. Their misguidance is crystal clear. Naam, it's as though, yani when you look at the kuffar in the society, it's as though, yani they, he said they are in jahlin wa ama, yani in ignorance and blindness. It's as though they are drunk, stumbling down the street and they can't see where they're going. Their actions are like a drunken person. It doesn't make any sense. There's no yani sense to it. It's just pure ignorance. Stupidity, blindness, they're in complete darkness. And the fourth evidence that the Shaykh rahimahullah mentioned, the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Rum, 30th, Surah 40th ayat, Allahu الذي خلقكم ثم رزقكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم هل من شركائكم من يفعل من ذلكم من شيء. يعني Allah is the one who created you. And then, after he created you, then he provides for you. He didn't create you and leave you on your own. Rather, he provides for you. That's a fact. Whoever put their trust in Allah, they will never go wrong. Allah will take care of you. That's a fact. If you worship Allah alone and make some effort, yani as the Prophet ﷺ said, he will take care of you in the same way he take care of the bird that go out in the morning with empty stomachs and come back in the evening with full stomachs. They don't have a job or anything. They just go out trusting in Allah. You know, when they go out, Allah will provide for them. How much more right then does the human being who worships Allah and believes in Tawheed and follows the Sunnah, how much more right do you have to go out putting your trust in Allah alone? You don't have to steal, lie, cheat anyone. Allah will take care of you. That's a fact. He promised that. But you have to believe that. The birds, they believe it. As for us, sometimes we don't believe. We believe we have to steal, we have to cheat, we have to lie. I'm in need. So that means what? Allah is not able to take care of you. He created you and then He doesn't provide for you. Allah said in the Quran, Allah, Allahu الذي خلقكم ثم رزقكم. He created you and then He provides for you. ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم. Then He caused you to die, then He brings you back to life. هل من شركائكم من يفعل من ذلكم من شيء. Is there any one of those who you associate, make associates, partners with Allah, who can do any of that? In the end of the ayat he says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is free. And He is high, above, far removed from whatever they associate with Him. Yani of partners, of equals, that they share what belongs to Him alone, exclusively, with others, or that they ascribe to Him falsely. That's not befitting of Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amma yushrikun. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hafiz ibn Kathir says, Allahu الذي خلقكم ثم رزقكم. I know we don't have the van coming to stop me, so I'm going to pay attention to the time and stop in a couple of minutes, inshallah. I don't want you to get worried. Maybe he's going to go all night. I won't finish tonight. But anyway, we'll just, be moderate. We haven't reached the hour yet. Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, he says, Allahu الذي خلقكم ثم رزقكم. Meaning, هو الخالق الرازق والرزاق. Yani both of them came like that. Yani meaning that Allah is the creator and He is the provider. He brings the human being out from the womb of their mother naked. Naked. Didn't have anything. Everybody came out the same way. Uryanan. La ilma lahu. With no knowledge. Wala sam'a. No hearing. Wala basara. No seeing. Wala quwwa. And no yani power. ثم يرزقه جميع ذلك بعد ذلك. Then Allah gives you all of that. Then He gives you what? He gives you something to clothe yourself with. He gives you knowledge, hearing, sight, strength. Then Allah gives you all of that. He brings you out and gives you all of that. You don't have anything. Naam. And then He gives you all of that. And then He gives you, yani, the exterior things like wealth and clothing and yani, whatever the properties that you possess and whatever you earn in this world. And then He causes you to die, yani, after living in this world. And then He gives you life on Yawm al-Qiyamah, day of resurrection. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is there any of your partners, those of you who have made partners with Allah, who you claim are partners to Allah, الَّذِينَ تَعْبُدُونَهُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ, yani, are there any of those who you worship besides Allah, yani, those who are less than Allah, who are below Allah, and everyone and everything is less than Allah, is there any one of them who can do any of that, even one thing, yani, may yaf'al min dhalika min shay'in, anything from that at all, even one of those things. And the meaning of this is not a question, rather it is a statement. لا يقدر أحد منهم على فعل شيء من ذلك, yani, that no one of them that they have set up as partners with Allah are able, capable of doing anything of that at all. بل الله سبحانه وتعالى هو المستقل بالخلق والرزق والإحياء والإماتة ثم يبعث الخلائق يوم القيامة. Rather it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is alone in creation and in providing and giving life and causing death, and then He will resurrect the creatures on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And for this reason He said after that, after all of this, then He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Ay, ta'ala wa taqaddasa wa tanazzaha wa ta'azama wa jalla wa azza. Naam. عن أن يكون له شريك أو نظير أو مساو أو ولد أو والد. This is يعني impossible to translate in one word translations, but يعني we can say that the meaning here that Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir is giving, سبحانه وتعالى أما يشركون, he's saying تعالى, يعني that Allah is high above, and تقدس, يعني Allah is pure and holy, free of any yani defect or shortcoming. وَتَنَزَّهَ, yani it is, yani we declare Him to be yani free from whatever has been falsely ascribed to Him or attributed to Him. وَتَعَظَمَ, and His greatness, yani His magnificence, His majesty is beyond yani what they ascribe to Him. وَجَلَّ وَعَزَّ, and His, again, His majesty and His might, yani, is such that it's not possible to ascribe to Him a sharik, a partner, or nadir, yani something that is similar to Him, or musawin, that which is equal to Him, or walid, yani a child, or a walid, a parent that gave birth to Him. It is impossible. Yani Allah is high above and far removed. He is too majestic and great and mighty to ascribe to Him such. Bal huwa, I will stop here, even though it hasn't reached the hour yet. Bal huwa al-ahad, al-fard, al-samad, الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Rather, He, Allah, is the one, Al-Fard, who is unique, Al-Samad, yani, the one who is free of need of anyone, but everyone and everything is in need of Him. Yani, He was not born, or He does not give birth to anyone, nor was He born, and there is no one that is equal, similar, or comparable to Him. Anyway, can I take 5 more minutes?
No.
Let's try to do one more ayat, inshallah. We haven't, you know, our time is still a little bit because we haven't reached 1 hour yet, only 54 minutes. So inshallah, this is the last ayat I will mention tonight, and until next week we will finish this, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The last ayat that we want to mention here is from Surah Al-Safat, 37th surah, 96 ayah, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. While Allah is the one who has created you and that which you do, meaning your actions or the product of your actions, yani what you produce or make or bring into being. And this ayah came in the story of Ibrahim, Yani in Surah Al-Safat, and it came in other surahs also, even more detailed than this, where it talks about Ibrahim alayhi salam, yani when the people were going out on the day of their celebration, and he may believe that he was sick in order to stay in the temple to destroy their idols. And it's a long story. And in this surah here, from ayah 88, it mentions it, yani up until, yani this part of the story anyway, yani up to 102 or so, like this. Yani, so it's a lot of ayat, but in any case, it talks about how he stayed behind and he destroyed the idols, he smashed them to pieces, and he only left the big one so that yani they can question him. And then when they came back and they found the idols smashed, and they investigated and checked, and they found that it was Ibrahim, they wanted to punish him. So when they came to punish him, he said to them, قَالَ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ. Yani, do you worship that which you carve with your own hands? Yani, the statues and idols that you made, do you worship them? وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. While Allah, do you worship those things that you made with your own hands? While Allah is the one who created you and that which you do. Meaning, the statues that you made, Allah is the one who created you, and He also created those statues, whatever it is that you make with your hands. And then, of course, they said, make a building, something, a place, put it on fire, like a furnace, and throw him in it. And then Allah protected him from that. In any case, yani, this Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, in mentioning this, he says this is the story yani, that's mentioned in brief, and in Surah Al-Anbiya, it's mentioned in length. And then he mentions how, you know, the people, they found him, they realized that he was the one who smashed the idols. And then he yani, rebuked them by saying, do you worship that which you have carved? Yani, meaning with your own hands, do you worship other than Allah idols that you have made yourselves with your own hands, and then you worship those things, while Allah is the one who created you, and He created yani your actions, your doings, your product. And he said, Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir says that وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ مَا هِيَ. It could be مَا مَصْطَرِيَ, in which case the meaning of it would be that وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَعَمَلَكُمْ, that Allah created you and your amal. Or it could mean, and it could be مَا الْمَوْصُولَ, yani the meaning would be وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِي تَعْمَلُونَهُ. And the meanings of both of them are almost the same. Yani it may mean that Allah is the one who created you and your action, and your action of doing whatever you're doing, making something, or He created you and that, yani the product that you make with your hands. Yani the action of making something, the action of the human being is created by Allah. And the product, the result of it also is the creation of Allah. Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir says both of these sayings are mutalazim. Yani they're inseparable. Both of them go together. Yani your action and then the product of your action. Allah is the creator of all of that. Everything that comes into existence is Allah's creation. And then he says, the first of these meanings is more clear due to what is mentioned by Imam Bukhari in his book, Af'al al-Ibad. Yani the creation of the actions of the creatures. And he mentions the isnad of the hadith. And he says from Hudhayfa marfu'an, attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah yasna'u kulla sani'in wa sana'atahu." And this is the hadith that the Shaykh mentions at the end of these eight ayat. He mentions this hadith, yani that Allah is the one who yasna'u, yani or sana'a, or sani'u, yani the one who created, who brings into existence every one that makes something. Yani every creature that comes into this world that makes something, Allah is the one who created the creature and that which they make. So here, after mentioning this hadith, and we're going to come back to this hadith when we get to the end of the ayat. We're going to come back to this hadith in a little bit of detail, discuss it a little bit. He says, Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir says, that when yani Ibrahim alayhi salam made the proof against them, they began to lay their hands on him, yani to punish him physically. So they said, build for him a bunyan, yani make a building, a structure, and throw him in the fire. And we know what their affair was, as has been mentioned and clarified in Surah Al-Anbiya. Yani these people, why? Yani why he did what he did, and why they did to him what they attempted to do. And that Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir closes the discussion of this with this final statement, which is a beautiful reminder to us. Yani when you think about That Allah is the cause who brings anything into existence, the creator, and every created being is only yani the recipient of what Allah has commanded it with, or guided it to, or made it to do. And that includes the fire that doesn't have any ability to burn unless Allah makes it burn. No one has the ability to do anything unless Allah enables it. So at the end, the Hafidh Ibn Kathir says, they said, make a building and throw him in the fire and burn him. وَنَجَّاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَأَظْهَرُهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَعْلَى حُجَّتَهُ وَنَصَرَهَا. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ تَعَالَى فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. And this is what we want to stop with. And so Allah saved him, rescued him from the fire. He didn't allow the fire to burn him. Rather, he rescued him from any harm from the fire. And he made Ibrahim alayhi salam to be the one who overcame them. And he made his hujjah, his proof, yani higher than theirs. And he made him successful over them. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, they wanted to do harm to him. They made a plot to do harm to him. But we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we made them al-asfaleen, to be the lowest, under, and Ibrahim to be above. And the lesson in this is that the believer who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establishes the tawheed, know for sure that Allah has power over the fire, and Allah has power over the tanks and the planes and the armies and all kinds of material, physical, whatever power creatures have in this earth, Allah has power over everything. And when they plot to harm someone, they cannot do anyone harm unless Allah allows it. And Allah will always make in the end the muttaqeen, the people of taqwa, to have victory in the end. So we should keep this in mind and know that no matter how dark and dreary or how difficult our situation may be, we should know that Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi minkal jadd. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt. There's no one that can hold back that which you give. If Allah intends something for you, wallahi, nobody can stop it. Not the one who is possessing it in this world, or anyone else besides them, who's over them or under them or along with them. If Allah intends something for you, nobody can stop it. But when Allah holds back something, Allah doesn't intend it for you, nobody can give it to you. Not your mother or your father or the one who's most beloved to you. They cannot give you that which Allah has not intended for you. Even if it's in their pocket, in their bank account, in their house. Even if they have power over the city and the town and the state and the land. Nobody can give that which Allah holds back. And no one will be benefited against Allah. وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدِّ مِنْكَ الْجَدِّ. Yani the one who has power, authority, wealth, whatever, it will not benefit that one against Allah. The only thing that will benefit you with Allah is al-Iman. وَالْعَمَلَ الصَّالِحِ. Believing Allah and doing good deeds. May Allah grant us to be of those who have Iman and who act upon it. And may Allah save us from our shortcomings and our sins. May Allah keep us firm upon the straight path until He takes us in a condition where we are pleased with Him and He is pleased with us. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any question, inshallah, we can take maybe one or two questions. I don't know if there's something that we said tonight that's not clear.